in the gun.
Throwing. Back shoulder throw. End zone!
SJ takes plenty of time. Lofts it down the right side. He's got Marshall. Touchdown, Bears!
Cutler takes the snap. Six-man rush. Throwing. Goal line. End zone!
How intriguing of a scenario at Soldier Field last game. Get in.
Yeah. You know, you think someone kind of wrote this up this way, you know. It's to have us against Green Bay, you know, one of the storied rivalries in all of sports, for a chance to get in the playoffs. I mean, it's going to be fun. We've got to try to even the score out.
Snap back, throwing over the middle. Hot Marshall, stiff arm. Marshall's in! Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
You know, over the past, you know, 5-6 years, it's been a little lopsided. So we've got to help restore this rivalry and get some more wins.
How would you define this season for you right now?
Every single year, there's going to be some situations where you look back, like, you know, should have won this game. You know, I mean, I can't believe we let that game slip away. You know, wish I wouldn't have got hurt. I mean, those things, you know, you just don't know when those things are going to pop up. So at this moment, you know, we've got to embrace where we're at. We've got to be happy about the situation that we're in right now.
You're not a guy that's interested in watching anything. You're fidgety. Yeah. You need to get out there.
There's one room in this building I hate, and it's the training room. You know, hate being in there. Don't want any part of it. When I am in there, I want to get out as fast as possible. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. You're like, you know, I'm going to be in here forever. 4 weeks in a football season, that's a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, so much can change, and so much did change offensively for us in those 4 weeks. You know, that was it was fun, but also difficult to watch because you want to be out there. You want to be a part of that change. You want to be a part of that that growing process.
That was a period of noise. How'd you deal with that?
You know, outside of the building, outside of our room, outside of the offense, a lot of noise. I think inside here with the guys, you know, I felt supported. I felt good about the transition.
As the specter of a contract and everything been what you expected in terms of the amount of questions you received, or it has been pretty mellow overall? What do you think?
With Phil kind of putting his foot down and saying, hey, we're not doing anything during the season, I think it was smart for him to do that, is to say, hey, we're not doing it. Let's concentrate on the season. You know, we don't want to get into speculation during the season. So.
Did that help you too? I mean, honestly, did it?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, that's kind of what I wanted to do. You know, it's just hard. You know, it's just added pressure, added speculation, added expectations during the season. And you've got enough on your plate. So, you know, I was all for it.
Now you're in your 30s. Are you ready to just settle down literally and figuratively?
My 20s were, like you said, fun. A lot of change, a lot of learning, ups and downs.
A lot of aggravation, too.
Some aggravation, some great times, yeah. Some good memories. You know, but going into my 30s, you know, with Kristen and Camden, and we got another one on the way. Tress, working with Tress is great.
There it is, good. It's a great ball. Really good. That's the way to read it out. Well done.
I think Phil's doing an unbelievable job of bringing talent into this organization.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to the Bears.
Thank you.
George McCaskey, I think, is doing a fabulous job of running this ship.
Coach Mike Ditka!
Yeah, I would love nothing more than to stay with this group of people, because I think it's a very good group of people. They know what they want. They know how to get there, and they're doing it the right way. And that's what you want to be a part of. You know, looking forward, I don't want to go anywhere.